Couldn't sit on the couch all day? Well, we've got you covered with
What Happened?
On Jones and Keefe.
All right, it's time for What Happened? Week 5 in the NFL. The bye weeks have begun, Jones. So there were teams that did not play football yesterday, but we still had 12 games.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Patriots treated it like a bye week. Not their actual
We're not going to talk about the Patriots right now. We're going to put a pin in the Patriots. Yeah. We're going to get back to them. These are the 11 other games from yesterday, including the early game from London, the Jets and the Vikings. Well, let me tell you, you might be more right about my guy Aaron Rodgers. He did not have a great game.
No. Rodgers, quick throw, and it's intercepted. Stephon Gilmore gets the Jets again as a Patriot, as a Bill, and now as a Minnesota Viking.
Not sure Rich Eisen had a great game either, but the Vikings are 5-0, Jones. 5-0 Vikings. The Jets fall to 2-3. Aaron Rodgers, that was his third pick of the game. The ageless Steph Gilmore with the interception.
Yeah, Eisen, first of all, yeah, terrible on
Why does he do that play-by-play? That must be in his deal. He's like, I really like doing it.
Has to be in the man's contract.
Yes.
But no, like, the shine came off Darnold a little bit.
Yeah.
But they won again.
Not Kevin O'Connell.
No. The story's about the Jets, though, and things are bad. Like, Rodgers and Saleh aren't on the same page, obviously.
No.
They don't know how to use Breece Hall, which is wild.
Nope.
And then, how many targets did Garrett Wilson have yesterday? Like 20?
He had 13 catches.
Yeah, but like, so you'd think it's like, oh, Garrett Wilson is back and they're really getting him involved.
Rock.
It took him like 20 catches to barely get 100 yards. Yeah. Like, they feel broken on offense.
How about that Vikings team, though?
Yeah.
All right, also in the AFC East, Bills taking on the Texans.
What happened?
Well, the Bills were getting blown out. They storm all the way back. They have a big comeback. They kind of fall apart. Clock management, maybe not their strength with Josh Allen, McDermott. But the Texans have an opportunity for a game-winning 59-yard field goal.
Snap. Placement. Sweeps the leg. Fairbairn! It's gone! Clutch City! Houston!
Clutch City. Population Fairbairn. 59-yard field goal. So the Texans were up big, and then they had to hit that game-winning field goal. So they are now 4-1. That is the Patriots' opponent next week right here at Gillette Stadium. The Bills, after starting the year, House of Fire, 3-0, have lost consecutive games to other contending teams in the AFC.
Yeah, and they're getting much maligned today. Doug McDermott for clock management.
Yeah.
He put it on himself. I go back and forth on that one. Like, yeah, you could have eaten up some clock and run some clock. You also have Josh Allen, and that's kind of what the Bills do.
Yeah.
And so I go back and forth on that one. I guess in retrospect, it's smart to burn some clock there, but who knows? I mean, C.J. Stroud might have put him down in field goal position anyway. And if they get a first down, no one says squat about it. So I really put that more on Allen than I even put it on the coaching.
Texans, though, lose Nico Collins in the game. So we'll see if he what his status.
You're telling me there's a chance?
No. I'm just telling you Nico Collins, like if you have him in fantasy or something.
I see.
But Steph Diggs? I think next week, Steph Diggs, anytime touchdown.
Yeah, that sounds like a good bet. I don't think Tank Dell's been in the end zone yet. Maybe sprinkle one on him. Yeah.
All right, AFC North showdown, Ravens and Bengals.
Hey, what happened?
This was the opposite of the Patriots game. This was an old-fashioned shootout, and it went to overtime.
The Ravens have won 3 consecutive games, and they do it on the road.
It was a chip shot field goal for Justin Tucker to win the game, 41-38. Derrick Henry had a monster run to set that up. He finished the game with 92 yards and a touchdown. Joe Burrow, in a losing effort, 392 yards passing and 5 touchdowns. 193 of those yards to Ja'Marr Chase, who had 2 scores. But the Bengals, even though they've kind of woken up a little bit, are still 1-4. Baltimore improves to 3-2.
Yeah, so, I mean, look, the Bengals now 1-4. I feel like you're too far behind the 8-ball. They got...
That is bad.
They've had Chase going. I mean, they got Higgins going yesterday,
Higgins
really, for the first
zone.
Time all year.
Yep.
But the Ravens, to me, are the story in that one. They look like they figured it out. They had a couple of bad losses. Well, you know, a bad loss week 2 to
the Raiders.
And then, you know, Isaiah likely couldn't keep his toenail in against Kansas City on the opener. It feels like they figured it out.
Yeah.
And they might be moving up some tiers tomorrow on a tier 2.
I think the Lamar-Derrick Henry combo is
scary.
Yeah, it's scary. But it was also, it was kind of as advertised. Like, when he first joined, I'm like, I think Henry still has something left in the tank.
Oh, yeah.
And that combination has been fun to watch. And Derrick Henry's insanely fast, too, for a guy that is the size of a truck.
Yeah, it was 87-yard touchdown last week. He had another long run this week. So, no, yeah, he is not aging. That seemed to be the case.
You're probably wondering, what happened in that Colts-Jaguars game?
What happened?
Well, another game-winning field goal.
The operation sound, the kick by Little is perfect.
Cam Little. He's a little guy, too. I don't know if you've seen
him. Is he?
Jaguars kicker, tiny little bit of a guy. You can put
really?
Him in your pocket if you wanted to.
Aptly named.
Jaguars get their first win of the season, 37-34 over Joe Flacco on the Colts. Joe Flacco could spin it, though.
I'm telling you.
He had some nice passes.
You see Kevin Durant's tweet yesterday?
Yeah, he's like, you put him anywhere and he can ball. Like that.
He can hoop.
Oh, he can hoop.
You put Flacco on any team and he can hoop.
He's not wrong.
Great. No, he's not wrong at all. Flacco loses the game, though, and Jaguars get on the board, which I do think there's at least like a tangential interest there.
Yeah.
Bill's been linked to that job. Mac Jones is waiting in the wings, so you stave all that off for at least another week.
And it is a future opponent. That's the London game.
Oh, yeah.
Patriots and Jaguars.
Yep.
So Trevor Lawrence woke up, 371 yards passing, 2 touchdowns, and Tank Bigsby over 100 on the ground and 2 scores for the Jacksonville Jaguars. What about, let's get into it. We got a thread here of rookie quarterbacks that played.
Huh.
Jaden Daniels and the Commanders against the Cleveland Browns.
What happened?
Jaden Daniels is staying in not only the Rookie of the Year race, but the MVP race.
He'll launch this time. Down the sideline, Brown! Deami Brown, touchdown! He had Emerson by 3 steps.
Commanders are now 4-1. They blow out the Browns, 34-13 in D.C. Cleveland is 1-4. Stefanski was all fired up at Deshaun Watson, who 4th and goal walked off the field. He's like, we got to go for it. He's like,
we're
off. So then they took a delay of game, then kicked a field goal. But then after the game, it's like, no, he's our guy. We're sticking with this guy. They're a mess.
Yeah, James Winston got in at the end of the game. Yep. Deshaun Watson's like, it's guaranteed Browns, money either way. What do I care?
Browns didn't want Joe Flacco back.
Nope.
They didn't want him back. They're keeping Deshaun Watson. They lost by 21 to Jaden Daniels, who's killing it.
Well, and the Commanders are killing their score. They can't be stopped. The offense scores like crazy. I think he was benched. He got a break for most of the fourth quarter yesterday. Mariota was in that
game. Didn't have to finish the game.
Like, didn't have, for a whole quarter.
Yeah.
So, like, that offense is locked in, which is weird, and I know this is a theme, Keith, but I thought it was dumb to play rookie quarterbacks. I can't imagine a rookie quarterback would do anything like this.
No, they just win. They all won yesterday, including my guy Bo Nix. He and the Raiders he and the Broncos taking on the Raiders. Well, as good as Bo Nix was, this one was really about the defense and maybe the best cornerback in the league, Patrick Surtain.
Play action. Minshew looking. Throws intercepted by Surtain. Pat Surtain. Him. Surtain going all the way for a Denver touchdown.
How about that? 101 yard, or 100 yard, I guess is what they ruled it. Pick 6 for Patrick Surtain. 34-18, your final. Broncos come back from a 10-0 deficit, beat the Raiders. Denver's 3-2. Vegas is 2-3. Bo Nix, couple of touchdown passes in this one. Brock Bowers, also a touchdown.
His touchdown was nice. You see it?
Yeah, it was good.
Picked it off the top of the head of a defender, spun around, and went the rest. He's tight end.
He's good.
And ran the rest of the way. No, so Bo Nix, again, to keep harping on the rookie quarterbacks.
Believe.
Like, that's not a team that anyone believed in before the year.
No,
I didn't anyway.
No.
You look at the personnel, it's like, I guess Cortland Sutton's better than anything the Pats have, but again, that's not great personnel. That's a team that's got to win similar to how the Patriots would win if Drake May got in there. The defense needs to carry the day, which is what that defense is doing. And Bo Nix is making enough plays for them to now be 3-2, a game over 500. The Broncos are your formula.
Yeah.
Jaden Daniels is, I agree, in the MVP conversation. Feels like he already has Rookie of the Year locked up. So if that's not a fair comp, fine. Look at Denver. He's getting better each week.
Mm-hmm.
Their team is above 500.
That's right.
That's the model. That's why you make the switch.
Sean Payton and Bo Nix got into a blow-up. Apparently it lasted a while on the sideline. They were like screaming at each other.
I don't really even get what it stemmed from.
I'm not really sure.
Yeah.
They were winning.
Yeah, I didn't get it.
I don't know. Well, something with the receivers, and then I think Bo Nix went and was yelling at like the backup quarterback about something. It ended up being like a whole tirade, but they won the game. And They looked like $1,000,010 doing it. They were wearing the old school
blue,
orange shirt. Oh, my God. What a uniform they had.
Patrick Surtain was like Chip Bailey going the other way is what he was. Yeah, looking like those throwback jerseys.
It looked pretty amazing to me. All right, what about Caleb Williams, the number one pick in the draft, and the Bears taking on the Carolina Panthers?
Hey, what happened?
I think this was probably Caleb Williams' best game of his career.
Second down and 8. Williams, Moore, end zone. He's got it. Touchdown.
DJ Moore, 2 touchdowns, over 100 yards receiving. Caleb Williams, 20 of 29, 304 and 2. Bears are now 3-2 on the year. They blow out the Panthers 36-10. I think the Andy Dalton little shot in the arm is kind of worn off.
No, they spent that one early. Bryce Young actually got in the end of that game. I can't imagine they go back to him, but he got in at the end of that game. That's a hard game if you're a Carolina fan.
Yeah.
Not that I imagine there's a ton of those.
No.
But it's like, oh, there's DJ Moore. Uh-huh. 2 touchdowns against us. Oh, there's Caleb Williams.
Could have had both those guys.
That was our pick.
Yep.
And they're blowing you out. That's got to be a tough one to watch for Panthers fans.
But their offensive line's horrible, too, Chicago. Caleb Williams had been getting killed all year, and was like, people were saying, oh, stay away from that. You don't want that to happen. Well, he's been pretty good. All right, let's go to the Cardinals and the 49ers.
What happened?
Maybe the 49ers aren't that good. They were down 1, had the ball late, had a chance to go down, maybe kick a field goal and win it, but they didn't.
Feel like you're in a good position. A lot of time right now.
Let's talk
again.
Purdy, Jeff, floating up there, and it's picked off. Kaiser White grabs it in midair, and the Cardinals are going to hang on and win this game.
So Arizona and San Francisco now are both 2-3 after the loss by San Francisco, who were up pretty big at the half and then fell apart. They got shut out in the second half. Arizona completes the comeback. And I'll tell you, everybody tells me how bad Kyler Murray is. He has a lot of good games. For me, it's really bad.
I loved his touchdown run yesterday. Did you see that?
Yes, I did. So he got to like the 40-yard line, and he waved to the defense. He wasn't even past them yet. He waved to the defense, and then just took off, and nobody touched
him. It was shot out of a cannon
on
that thing. So, no, look, I said this after the Niners just destroyed the Pats last week. The score was not indicative of that game.
Yeah.
And I came out of it, and I said, I'm not impressed with San Francisco. It's a bad vibes team.
From the
McCaffrey injury to the Ayuk holdout to all the other injuries they've had. And I have not been impressed with them at all. And I think yesterday showed some of their flaws.
Mike, all of a sudden, Kyle Shanahan and Mike McDaniel are both kind of swimming in it right now with their teams. Brandon Ayuk did have his best game of the season.
He is rounding into form.
8 catches, 147 yards, but it was in a loss. All right, let's get to the Packers and the Rams. This is a big day for tight ends. Tight ends have been quieter on the league. This is a big day for the old tight end.
Here's Love. Wide open. He's got Kraft. Tight ends round with a stiff arm. Kraft's going the distance. Tucker Kraft. He plays the game the way it was meant to be played, with an edge, said his head coach. And you saw it right there.
Nance was ready to say that, wasn't he? He's like, wait till Tucker Kraft makes a play. We can talk about how he plays with an edge. So Tucker Kraft, 66-yard touchdown. One, 2 touchdowns he had. Jordan Love and the Packers beat the Rams 24-19. Packers are 3-2. Sean McVay's Rams, so add him to the pile.
Yeah.
I know he's got a lot of injuries, but whatever. Sean McVay, 1-4 right now with the Rams.
Yeah. Look, the Rams are banged up.
Rambulance.
Not good. They are in their cranking wagon, as we like to refer to that.
True.
But I don't know. I watched a good chunk of that game yesterday. I wasn't overly blown away with Green Bay.
No.
Like Love threw a horrible pick 6 in that game.
Somebody had a good – was it Warren Sharp on Twitter? He's like, good job by Jordan Love avoiding the safety.
Yeah.
Because he was like in the end zone.
He's like falling out. That's exactly what it was. Yeah. He just handed him 6 points or 4 points, I guess, if you thought he was going to get the safety. But no, Romeo Doubs like walked off from the team like a couple of days before the game.
He doesn't like his role.
Not happy with his role. So – keep an eye on that. That was the first win with Love.
What
I didn't think he looked great. Yes, Pats, go get him.
Tyquan Thornton, Romeo Doubs trade.
Switch.
Swap him.
The old switcheroo.
Disgruntled receiver for your disgruntled receiver.
I like
receiver.
It. Elliot
your
Wolf.
Guy's actually played and done things. Ours, maybe not.
Elliot Wolf's worst nightmare is Tyquan Thornton goes to Green Bay, where he used to be in the front office there. And yeah, he lights it up.
Wouldn't worry about it.
I wouldn't be too concerned.
Necessarily. All right, what about the Giants and the Seahawks?
Hey, what happened?
All right, Seattle didn't play great, but they had an opportunity to tie the game late with a field goal, but then this happened.
To tie the game at 23, and it's blocked! Isaiah Simmons, and picked up by Bryce Ford Wheaton, and he is
it's going to go! The Giants sideline erupts! Unbelievable!
Giants block the kick, run it back for a score. They win 29-20. Knock me out of our Survivor League 3.0.
I had the Packers in Survivor 3.0. I believe I've been crowned.
You just won again?
I believe I've been crowned champion again.
Who did you have, Bill?
I had the Pats.
Well, that's on you. I mean, if we're being honest, that's on you.
I mean, that's, listen, that's bold.
I respect the pick.
That's bold.
Lead at one point?
Yeah, well, that's
they
true. Lead.
They had a lead until like 4 minutes left. Yeah, they had a lead.
That's true. The 56-minute Survivor pool, you would have won. And so, yesterday, there were a lot of weird scores like that yesterday. Like, not even just the blocked field goal. There was a long touchdown
like
in that
numbers?
Game earlier. Yeah, like the Seahawks had a long one. You mentioned the Sertan one. There were a ton of those throughout the day yesterday. A lot of weird defensive special team scores.
But now Seattle's 3-2. The Giants are 2-3. The running back for the Giants,
Tyrone Tracy
Jr., fifth round pick out of Purdue, lit it up. 129 yards rushing.
He was chugging.
Yeah. Darius Slayton, 122 yards and a touchdown.
Wandale Robinson in the end zone.
What a game.
I mean, it's some of these other teams have awful weapons, just FYI, and they're able to win games here and there, just
that
so you know.
True. All right, that's Sunday Night Football. You have the Cowboys and the Steelers. This one was delayed for quite a bit of time.
Yeah, that was annoying.
And then this happened.
Prescott throws, crossing, it's caught for the touchdown! It's Tolbert! Stays in the game! And grabs it for the score!
Yeah, I'm not wild about Tarico, but he was into that.
You know what?
He was into it.
It's interesting you brought that up, because I'm not normally a Tarico guy either, but I actually thought he had a good game last night.
Well, and listen to all these other play-by-play guys.
Yeah.
At least he's got a pulse.
No, maybe Tarico needs, like, he needs like an extra hour to get ready for the game.
That's what
the games start too early for him. Tarico's
kicks in.
Yeah, he's real. Yeah, exactly. Maybe a real night owl. So I don't know what it is, but he was better with the late game. I don't know what that was.
Cowboys have been weird this year. So they beat the Browns, which turns out means nothing. Then they lose to the Saints. They lose to the Ravens. Then they beat the Giants barely. And then they beat the Steelers barely.
Yeah.
I don't like the Cowboys.
Well, and Dak didn't play great last night. I thought Rico Dowdle actually looked kind of good down the stretch in that fourth quarter. Jalen Tolbert, huge touchdown there late, who had to step up without Brandon Cook. So, no, I mean, I was more of a believer in Dallas coming in. I would say I haven't loved what I've seen, but that's not a bad place to be at 3-2,
no,
not
true.
Loving what you're seeing.
But going the wrong way for Pittsburgh, they were 3-0, now they're 3-2, right back-to-back losses.
Do you think how far until they go to Russell Wilson? How many games in a row do you got to lose? Or like, how bad of a stretch do you have
to
go to
Russell
Wilson?
They got the Raiders, Jets, Giants next three games.
Yeah, well, stick with Fields in the meantime. But you drop like two out of those three.
Yeah.
It might be time to go to Russell Wilson.
It's possible. All right, those are all the games. Now, tonight you have the Saints and the Chiefs. Saints are the perfect example of hot out of the gate. And then the last 2 weeks they have not looked very good. They've not been able to score a lot of points.
No.
Taking on the Kansas City Chiefs, who are 4-0. Could they be 5-0 like the Vikings? Most likely.
You think so?
5-point favorites at home. I'll take them.
They probably win.
I'll take them. Yeah.
I wonder how they look tonight with all the injuries that they've sustained. But normally they figure out ways to win. It's probably stupid to bet against the Chiefs.
Well, I heard Scheim kept giving out his pick du jour during trending.
Oh, what was it?
It was a – let me double check this. Justin Watson.
Anytime?
No. Over 25.5.
I was just saying.
He was like hammering them. I'm like, all right, that convinced me.
You want to talk to me about like a Justin Watson anytime or like a Juju
Justin
anytime
Watson
tonight?
Justin Watson anytime is like plus 280,
I think. Oh, by the way.
Yeah.
What is it? Plus 280?
Plus 280, I believe.
No.
I put Antonio Gibson anytime touchdown in every one of my parlays yesterday. I was the Tiger King gif.
I put it.
I will never be able to financially recover from this.
I put it in one. I put it in our Bozo touchdown parlay, and it's
I'm going to bet that every week till the end of time.
The Bozo touchdown.
Yeah, we're going to lose.
Oh yeah, no, I'm sure we'll lose.
You see, Wiggy tweaked ours again and did his own.
No.
Yeah, he did like a $50 bet for like $4,000 or it was $8,000 or something.
So he tweaked the buy-in,
like,
but he
a
did
a couple of ours and a couple of his.
Well, that's not.
It's not really the Bozo parlay, is it? It's
no
kind of.
It's your own thing.
But one of the ones he had was Derrick Henry first touchdown.
Oh, so he probably thought first touchdown.
Yeah, but then he got all the other ones wrong.
Well, still. my buddy yesterday had a four-leg first touchdown.
Four-leg first touchdown?
Yeah,
how'd that go?
I don't think any.
Zero leg?
Yeah, I think it was a zero leg.
Yeah, zero legger?
Well, I'll tell you what. It was it was plus a lot.
Oh, it looks good, doesn't it?
When you feel a little pop of dopamine when you put that bet in.
Because you're like, I think it might hit.
Yeah.
I'm more disappointed about losing the Bozo than I really should be.
Yeah, like, me
it's
too.
It's a pretty long shot. They tell you right there the odds.
Yeah.
It's a long shot.
Well, and now we have pressure now.
Now that we hit one of them,
like,
why can't we get
There's a lot of exterior pressure on us. That's true.
There you go. There's what happened week five.
Week five of the NFL in the books. Patriots should be having a squad meeting here shortly. Maybe we'll get some news on the quarterback front.
Yeah.
Could be making a switch to Drake May, according to Adam Schefter. So we'll keep our eyes on that. We'll be joined by Devon Godchow. Very chatty. Gave us a lot of good intel last week.
Yeah, he's great.
We're going to talk to him at 12:15 here on a Patriots Monday live at Gillette Stadium. When we come back,